This is John Rothman, and you are listening to the Voice of San Francisco. There is a great debate going on in our city over the question of housing. The San Francisco Chronicle this morning ran a wonderful piece on housing, talking about all of the various candidates and what their positions are. And, of course, I learned a new term, YIMBY. Yes, in my backyard. They're talking about housing. So let me offer a very personal perspective. I was president of my homeowners improvement association for 25 years, a quarter of a century. And one of the key issues we dealt with was the question of housing. When a major hospital went out of business, should housing be built there? When the University of California moved its location south of Market, where should the new housing be in our neighborhood? And should that area be a housing project? All of these questions came up. And it came up in the context, as all of you know, that we are mandated by the state of California to build 82,000 homes by 2031. And we also know that that isn't going to happen. Now, let's talk about housing for a few minutes. And let's talk about the implications for housing. First of all, the oxymoron affordable housing. I don't think there is such a thing as affordable housing. Now, you can set housing aside for elderly, for teachers, for people with disabilities. You can do all of that. But the simple truth is, eventually, all housing goes to market. That's part of the free enterprise system. We've seen that shown to us remarkably. Now let's talk for a minute about 515 South Van Ness. That's designed to be affordable housing. And yet look how long it's taken to get that going. And if it were built right there at South Van Ness and in the corner there of the district, what will happen? Will there in fact be affordable housing? Now, one of the things that the Chronicle pointed out today has to do with the candidates for mayor and their various positions. Now, all the candidates have a position on affordable housing, but I want to repeat something I suggested quite some time ago. Let's not make it a political issue. Let's sit down, all the candidates for mayor, and see if we can come up with a unified approach to housing in San Francisco. Now, there's a lot of questions about density. How dense should the housing be? Well, you know why they're talking about building where they're building. Because in the neighborhoods, where I was president of my neighborhood association, people don't want increased density. They want to preserve the character of their neighborhood. And one of the other great issues is, when you have all of this building going on, what do you do about parking? And as you know, in many of these developments, they are limiting the number of parking places in the development itself. So we have to pose a serious question about housing. Mayor London Breed is very concerned. And as you know, she has spoken out for a project at 395 3rd Street. She wants to build more housing. These are not individual houses. These are condominiums or apartments or whatever they're going to be called. Mark Farrell, who is also a candidate for mayor, is proposing that we cut red tape and improve financing conditions for new housing development in the city. I don't know if it's possible. And all of the candidates for mayor, including Aaron Peskin, talk about more housing. But what does it really mean to have more housing? Supervisor Sefayi also said he would commit to spending at least $50 million of Prop 1 transfer tax annual revenue to help nonprofit development buy small apartment buildings to keep them affordable. What does all this mean, really, when you boil it down? Now, Mr. Lurie, Daniel Lurie, who is a nonprofit founder and Levi Strauss heir, said in his statement, and I want to quote him directly, that City Hall needs to get serious about creating more housing now. Now, what does that mean? really, when you stop and think about it. So here's my suggestion. Let's get all the major candidates for mayor together, and let's put together a proposal for housing that all can agree upon. And then let's go out to the neighborhoods and let's sell the idea. And let's understand there's going to be opposition. There are going to be concerns. But if we have a unified approach, it'll make a big difference. It'll make it a lot easier. And let me conclude by saying, what kind of housing? Do we want individual units? Do we want tall buildings that we can climb with a single bound? No, no, no. This is one of the issues that needs to be confronted. In my own neighborhood, the debate over housing is intense because everyone recognizes we need more housing. But how do you make housing realistically affordable for people? And how do you make sure that while you do that, that the integrity of your neighborhood is preserved? And what does that really mean? You see, my friends, it's not enough to say you want to build more housing. We really have to think about the approach, the direction. So let's get the candidates for mayor together. Let's have a housing summit, if you will. Let's agree to a plan which appeals to the broadest base of people that we can. And let's try to deal with the question of affordable housing, maintaining the integrity of the neighborhoods, building homes that people want. Oh, one more thing. I don't know that building all these units will solve the homeless problem. Remember, most of the people who are homeless because they don't want to live in organized housing, because they feel safer on the streets. And we have to deal with the fact that many of them have emotional problems that need to be dealt with as well. So let's not boil this down to simply building units. And let's really think about what units you can build and how affordable they will really be. That's the question. Now, I know I'm raising more questions than providing answers. But having been president of my neighborhood association, as I said, for 25 years, I understand how touchy this is. And my friends, it's going to get a lot touchier as the campaign goes on. This is John Rothman. You are listening to the Voice of San Francisco. At least one voice, and we hope your voice will be heard as well.